To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Lacking in the powers necessary to keep order in a free society, then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Friends of the Earth je največja mreža okoljevarstvene skupine na svetu, ki povezuje skupine iz kar 68 držav. Pogovarjali se bomo z njihovo predstavnico Eve Mitchell.
29-99-69.
Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao. 2:28
en Radio Recuerdos.
Su suerte merece un chance.
Friends of the Earth je torej mednarodna mreža okoljevarstvenih skupin, ki obenem predstavlja tudi eno vodilnih skupin pritiska. Ukvarjajo se na primer z izredno natančnimi raziskavami vplivov, ki jih imajo določeni posegi ali izvajanje izbrane politike na okolje, ter hkrati javnosti posredujejo informacije, ki so vezane na temo okolja. Prostovoljci njihove mreže pravijo, da so v zadnjih letih zmagali v številnih bitkah z vlado in industrijskimi silami, ter tako na primer pripomogli k zvišanju podpore za čistejše energetske tehnologije ter uspeli zmanjšati trgovino z lesom iz brazilskih pragozdov. Friends of the Earth so prepričani, da je naš planet na tisoče let ohranil čudovito, izjemno bogato ter med seboj močno prepleteno mrežo življenja, zdaj pa je človeštvo torej ena sama vrsta ogroža do te mere, da ji grozi uničenje. Friends of the Earth so na primer Prva okoljevarstvena skupina v Veliki Britaniji, ki je začela s kampanjami za kite, ogrožene živalske vrste in tropske pragozdove, ter s kampanjami proti kislemu dežju in klimatskim spremembam. Danes se med drugim posvečajo kampanji za drugačno kmetijstvo, kampanji za preprečevanje onesnaževanja ozračja, pa za nadzor nad nevarnimi kemikalijami, zaščito ozonskega plašča, ne nazadnje pa so sprožili tudi kampanjo za zmanjševanje uporabe jedrske energije. Direktor Svetovne trgovinske organizacije Svetovne gospodarske voditelje že pred leti opozoril, da bo imelo nespoštovanje rokov za sprostitev svetovne trgovine na področju kmetijstva, ki jih je določila Svetovna trgovinska organizacija, uničujoče posledice za globalno ekonomijo. Kaj to dejansko pomeni, je bilo prvo vprašanje za Yves Mitchell.
Well, according to what the WTO is trying to do in terms of freeing up trade, as they call it, around the world, according to that agenda, it probably would be damaging. But actually, us at Friends of the Earth believe that, in fact, what is happening with agriculture within the WTO is bad for the environment and bad for farmers around the world. And in fact, food and agriculture should come out of the WTO altogether.
Can you explain a little bit more?
Well, what we see is the World Bank and IMF working very closely, their policies working very closely with the World Trade Organization. And what that is developing all around the world, particularly in developing countries, is agriculture that is designed to produce food for export, not designed to feed the people in the country. And we believe that local food production for local consumption and allowing countries to control their own agriculture is much better than having the WTO try and run agriculture in a one-size-fits-all set of rules.
Kar se v zvezi s svetovno trgovinsko organizacijo dogaja v kmetijstvu je, kot pravi Yves Mitchell, škodljivo tako za okolje kot tudi za kmete po vsem svetu. Prav zato bi svetovna trgovinska organizacija področje hrane in kmetijstva morala pustiti pri miru. Svetovna banka in Mednarodni denarni sklad skupaj s Svetovno trgovinsko organizacijo v nerazvitih državah spodbujata kmetijstvo, ki je usmerjeno v proizvodnjo hrane za izvoz, usmerjeno pa bi dejansko moralo biti v proizvodnje hrane za lokalno prebivalstvo. Prijatelji zemlje so prepričani, da je lokalna proizvodnja hrane za lokalno potrošnjo ter to, da državam dovolijo, da same skrbijo za svoje kmetijstvo, veliko boljše od tega, da ga po pravilu ena oblika razvoja primerna za vse upravlja Svetovna trgovinska organizacija. Svetovna trgovinska organizacija trdi, da bo prosta trgovina na področju kmetijstva zmanjšala revščino, spodbudila razvoj in okrepila mednarodno varnost. Kaj pa o tem misli Yves Mitchell?
Well, again, they do claim to be pursuing what they call free trade, but we believe very much that free trade is not fair trade. And in fact, what happens is, as I said before, he's right. Agriculture, this kind of export agriculture, has become very, very important for a number of countries because the IMF has forced countries to base their entire economy on producing food for export, primarily to the wealthy people in the north, so that we can keep our food cheap in our supermarkets. And in fact, interfering with that game plan now, while countries are still forced to keep their economies based in that way, will be damaging for them. And again, as I said, what we should be doing is allowing countries to run their own agriculture and encouraging local food production for local consumption.
Prijatelji zemlje trdijo, da svobodna trgovina ni pravična trgovina. Svetovna trgovinska organizacija ima dejansko prav, ko pravi, da je takšna oblika kmetijstva postala izredno pomembna za številne države. Tako je zato, ker jih je Mednarodni denarni sklad prisilil v to, da njihovo gospodarstvo temelji na proizvodnji hrane za izvoz. Predvsem seveda zato, da si bogati ljudje na severu v nakupovalnih središčih lahko privoščimo poceni hrano. Radikalno vmešavanje v takšen sistem v trenutku, ko njihova ekonomija še vedno temelji na izvozu hrane, bi pomenilo veliko škodo za gospodarstvo teh držav. Prav zato pravijo prijatelji zemlje, bi država morali dovoliti, da same upravljajo svoje gospodarstvo ter spodbujati lokalno proizvodnjo hrane za lokalne potrebe. pa so prijatelji zemlje dejansko prepričani, da bi takšen pristop zmanjšal revščino v svetu.
We think that it would reduce poverty to break this cycle because we believe that the kind of economic theory that is being pursued by the World Bank right now is fundamentally flawed and that what they're doing doesn't actually have any proof behind it that it will reduce poverty. They claim it will reduce poverty. We ask the government, we ask the World Bank over and over again, where's the proof? How do you know? And what we say is that allowing countries to manage their own economies is the way Britain and the US and Japan and every developed country controlled its own economy as it developed. And now all of a sudden those developed countries want to stop developing countries using those same kinds of techniques to develop. And we say that's not fair. There's no proof that it's going to work. And in fact, it's starting to have a very neo-colonial kind of feel to what's happening with those economies.
Is there any possibility that maybe such politics sparked another Zapatista rising in some other parts of the world?
Well, we are concerned about what's going to happen as these kind of policies progress, and particularly as we believe begin to fail and begin to be proved to fail. However, I think what we're also seeing is a very interesting dynamic right now where in the last few weeks, the agriculture negotiation deadlines have failed, the general agreement and trade and services negotiations have failed. We know that another set of negotiations called special and differential treatment that are supposed to help developing countries cope with all of this change, they are failing. And also some very, very important negotiations on access to medicines, particularly for HIV and malaria and cases like that, are also failing. So all of the very important negotiations in the WTO are failing. And hopefully, from our point of view at Friends of the Earth, what will happen is the WTO will be proved to be an ineffective and inappropriate way to organize these kind of rules and will be able to go into that space that's created by that failure and put forward a new agenda.
Prijatelji zemlje so prepričani, da bi pristop, ki ga zagovarjajo, zmanjšal stopnjo lakote in revščine. Hkrati trdijo, da je ekonomska teorija, na kateri sloni politika Svetovne trgovinske organizacije, povsem majava. Nimajo namreč dokazov, da bo njihova politika resnično zmanjšala revščino. Mreža Friends of the Earth, ki že od leta 1971 dalje z intenzivnimi kampanjami poskuša zaščititi okolje in ustaviti njegovo uničevanje, ima tudi svoj program kmetijske politike. Za kakšno obliko kmetijske politike gre, opisuje Eve Mitchell.
We believe, well, the basis of our sustainable agricultural belief is, as I said, local production for local consumption. And it also avoids things like genetically modified food. It is based on trying to move away from the kinds of very intensive industrial agriculture that seemed appropriate after the Second World War because there wasn't enough food to go around and we really needed to increase production. What we find now is that in the world there is more than enough food to feed everyone. The reason there is hunger is that there's a political problem getting the food into the mouths where it's needed. So we believe very much in trying to change the way agriculture is geared and address the political problems of hunger while allowing people to produce the kind of food they want in the way they want to.
It's one case in Cuba. Cuba has very good sustainable agriculture, but it's because of the all political circumstances. Is there one of the way how to organize agriculture?
Well, they do have their way of organizing their agriculture, and particularly because of the US sanctions that have been aimed at them for such a long time, they have some kinds of problems with their exports and trade and that sort of thing. Obviously, they have to be very careful about the way they organize their economy. And it's not to say it's a perfect system. They do have problems. Everybody's got problems. It's a complicated world. But we do believe that it would increasing local production for local consumption would also cut down on things like food miles, where we see in this country, in England, this time of year you get apples that are grown in New Zealand and then flown on an airplane halfway around the world so that we can have apples out of season. And the amount of carbon dioxide that dumps into the atmosphere is bad. The amount of packaging that is required to do that is bad. All of that needs to change. And it's not, we're not advocating that you don't get to eat apples, but isn't it better to try and have them from France, even if it costs a little bit more to organize it this time of year, than the kind of environmental and social damage it does bringing them all the way from Chile or New Zealand?
Temelj oblike kmetijstva, ki jo zagovarja Jo Friends of the Earth je lokalna proizvodnja za lokalno potrošnjo, ki se izogiba uporabi genetsko modificirane hrane ter zavrača intenzivno industrijsko kmetijstvo, ki se je zdelo primerno po drugi svetovni vojni, ko hrane ni bilo dovolj. Zdaj, ko je mogoče videti, da je na svetu več kot dovolj hrane, je jasno, da je razlog za lakoto političen. Gre namreč za problem, kako hrano dostaviti na območja, kjer je potrebna. Politika Svetovne trgovinske organizacije je del splošnega sporazuma o prosti trgovini. Ali to pomeni, da je Svetovna trgovinska organizacija slaba za ljudi in za planet, je naslednje in zadnje vprašanje za predstavnico Friends of the Earth.
The General Agreement on Trade and Services is one set of new negotiations that the WTO is trying to push through. It's not doing very well. We think that overall, all of those kinds of negotiations under the WTO, the services, the agriculture, the access to medicines, as I said before, they're all failing. And we think that's no surprise, really, because we believe that the basis of the WTO is flawed. Free trade doesn't work. We were promised that there would be this kind of trickle-down effect, where if you give money to rich people, it will trickle down to poor people eventually. That clearly has not happened. What has happened is we've given lots of money to rich people and they've kept it. And poor people are getting poorer and poorer and the gap is opening up. And that is what free trade does. That is what these kind of policies do. And that's not right. It's not fair and it needs to change.
Eve Mitchell torej trdi, da so se za napačne in škodljive izkazali vsi visokoleteči sporazumi mednarodnih finančnih teles. Prosta trgovina enostavno ne deluje, pravijo prijatelji zemlje. Obljube, da bo denar potoval od bogatih k revnim, se niso uresničile. Čeprav je ogromno denarja potovalo v roke bogatim, se kapital ni pretakal naprej, ampak so bogati denar enostavno obdržali. Revni tako postajajo še bolj revni, razlika med bogatimi in revnimi pa le še naraša. In to je dejansko posledica proste trgovine, pravijo prijatelji zemlje. Pa naš planet sploh obstaja znotraj politike svetovne trgovinske organizacije? Eve Mitchell na to odgovarja.
There are these international agreements on the way environmental issues should be handled. That Earth Summit seemed to us to be the appropriate place to talk about those kind of issues. What in fact happened was, because of all sorts of political lobbying by big business and powerful countries, what happened was that meeting in Johannesburg decided that decisions about how environmental treaties should be reviewed and upheld and everything should be given to the WTO. So in fact, what's happened is the WTO now has control over not only trade and these kind of bad effects that it has, but it also has the decision over whether or not it pays any attention to the international environmental treaties that have been worked out. Now, clearly that is just silly. That is not going to work, because we know from the way the WTO already works that they will choose trade and money every time. So the environment doesn't really feature very well in the WTO. This question about these international environmental treaties will come up in the next big ministerial meeting, which is going to happen in Cancun in Mexico in September, where this final decision is meant to be held. And we will obviously be campaigning very strongly that the decisions about the way the environment is respected should not be left up to the WTO. It needs to be held outside, and those treaties need to be respected.
To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sem jo pripravila Gita. Blaž še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišimo naslednji teden. Čau!
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Dobro, jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?